Good morning, everyone. Oh, gosh, that's very subdued. This is a special day today. Do you know that? Did you not notice it if you were perhaps reading the date on your envelopes? No, you really are asleep this morning. Today is a palindrome. In other words, the date reads the same way forward as it does backward. And the last time that happened was 900 years ago. So, you get lots of useful and useless information here, don't you? So, good morning, everyone. Much better. Welcome. This is our annual CE service. CE is 97 years old in First Newton Ards this year. So that's terrific. And delighted that the boys and girls from the CE are going to come and lead us in our worship today. So we're looking forward to that. Then just reminding you of the service this evening at 7 o'clock as usual, and that will be conducted by myself. Lots of things happening, so we encourage you to take time to read the announcement sheet and actually take it home and use it. You can pray for lots of the things that are happening in the life of the congregation just by using the announcement sheet. Just drawing your attention to a special event that we are planning to hold in March. The new Irish Orchestra and Choir will be presenting a program on the life of Patrick here in the church on the 7th of March. There's details there about tickets and what they cost and how you can purchase them. And it really will be a lovely evening. The music of the New Irish and the singing is always fantastic. So we'd encourage you to come along. We'd encourage you to bring family and friends along as well for this special evening on the 7th March. So I think that's all the announcements for today.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Good morning and welcome to church. Today is CE Sunday. Members and friends of the CE will be taking part in the service. I am Matthew and I will be leading the service. We give a special welcome to David Morrison, the assistant minister from Scrabble Presbyterian. He is our special speaker today. Our first hymn today is Come People of the Risen King, a song which invites us all to come together and worship God. We will then sit and sing God of Grace, which reminds us of why we should worship him. After we sing, Elizabeth McBurney, a former leader, will lead us in prayer.
Thank you. Somebody wasn't listening to the announcements this morning, but it's always better being early than late. Let us all pray. O loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us the privilege to be able to come and meet together to worship you when we can be still and know that you're God. Help us to take away anything that would distract us from listening to what you have to say to us, that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray for those who are unable to be with us today, those who are ill, those waiting to go through operations or for results. Give them the courage and strength they need at this anxious and difficult time. As we are reminded, God promises to give his people strength according to their needs at any particular time. May we remember that he is with us in all situations and help us to fully trust in him. Lord, you know every one of us, and we are all important to you, where we are and what we do. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done for each one of us in dying on the cross to take away our sin, and for the many blessings we receive each day. We pray for our church organizations and their leaders as they come faithfully every week and tell the children and young people of your love for them and to guide them that they may come to know you and follow in your ways. We pray especially today for the work of Christian Endeavour and for the vision that Francis Edward Clark had in starting this organisation. We thank you for those who faithfully carried on its work in our church down through the years and for the great training ground it has been to help children and young people use their talents and what it has meant to so many when children and young people have come to know you as their personal saviour, putting into practice its motto, for Christ and the Church. May we put Christ first in everything we do as we seek to serve you. Lord, we pray for our service today and for the children who will be taking part. Take away any nervousness. We pray for our speaker that you will guide him in the words you would have him say, that we may all may be challenged through it. Help us each one to respond to the voice of the risen Lord, that we be faithful in our service for him. Bless us, Lord, in our time together, and give wisdom and guidance in all we do, that will be done in your name and for your glory. Use us in your service as a body of God's people, doing our part to extend your kingdom. We ask all in your name. Amen.
We will now tell you something about what we have been learning and seeing this year.
This year at CE, we are learning about children and young people in the Bible. Some of these children have been important by themselves, others are part of a bigger picture. We have been learning that even though we are young, we are still very important to God and can still be part of his family. We learned a memory verse from 1 Timothy, which says, although we are small, we can still show people what it means to love and follow God. We have heard about Ishmael, Isaac, Joseph, and Moses, all of whom were special babies that God used once they grew up. One person that God used as a child was Samuel.
Hello, I am Samuel, and God woke me up one night to give me a very special message for Eli the priest.
David was another young person God used. He was chosen to be the next king rather than his grown-up brothers, and while he was still young, God used him in a very special way.
Only boy named David, only little sling. Only boy named David, but he could pray and sing. Only boy named David, only a babbling brook. Only a boy named David, but five little stones he took. And one little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round. And round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone flew up in the air, and the giant came tumbling down.
We also heard about a very special little girl.
I am a little girl, and this is not my home. This is not my country, and I do not have my parents or my friends around me. These people believe different things to me. They do not know the one true God. My mistress is good to me. My master is important, but he is sick. I want to help. I know God can help me. My mistress Naaman, I must be brave. I told my mistress about God and his prophet Elisha. I knew he could help. Elisha had Naaman. God helped Naaman. I may be little, but I helped too.
We haven't finished looking at our small and mighty Bible characters, as we still have to hear about children in the New Testament who were special to God. We are now going to watch a video of the CE singing I'm Special. Sing Big Family of God.
Our Bible reading today is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 10, and will be read by Chloe.
Ephesians 1, 3 to 10. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in his heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the pleasure and will to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we will have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made us known to us the mystery of his will according to the good pleasures which he proposed in Christ to be put into effect when the time reaches their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Amen.
Our next hymn is How Deep the Father's Love for Us, which reminds us of God's special love for you and me. Be collected. David Morrison will now come and speak to us. All the other children in the church are welcome to join us at the front.
How's everyone this morning? Yous are good. Well, I want to start by saying thank you very much to the boys and girls at CBE. You know, you just did something really special because you didn't just sing and say prayers and do readings. Actually, do you know what you just did by being here? You were leading us in worship. And that is something really, really special. Something which is so, so special. And we want to really thank you for doing what you're doing for us this morning. And I want to just encourage you to keep on worshipping God, not just when we're here on Sundays, but all that we do. Well, boys and girls, this morning I am here and I'm going to talk a wee bit. It's maybe a bit stereotypical, because anybody, I'm from Ballymoney, and in Ballymoney we're kind of known for one thing usually and one thing only, and that's our love, or maybe a protection of something.
Money. Yeah. And you know, I always think when it comes to money, there's always two kinds of people, isn't there? There's people who get their pocket money and their Christmas money and they have to spend it immediately, don't they? Any of you like that? Whenever you get your money, you have to spend it on whatever you want just as soon as you get it. Anybody like that here? I know in our house there's a few like that. Or there's other people who like to save their money and put it away for something exciting to happen, okay? Maybe they say, well, I'm not going to spend it until I have enough money for something. Well, you see, this morning I want us to kind of think about the worth of things, because that's what we need to know. Whether we spend something quickly or if we save it up, we need to know how much things are worth. Because I'm going to be sharing a wee bit about how much we're worth. So I thought just to get us thinking, I'm going to do a bit of a game. I'm going to put some things up on the screen. And I'm going to get you to guess how much they cost. In fact, I am going to get two people up. And you're going to have to write down how much you think they cost. And we're going to see who's the closest, okay? We've already got a volunteer. Do you want to come up? He looks confident. Aye, that's a man who's definitely up for it. Are you somebody who likes spending your money? Yeah, you are. And would you like to come up too? Okay. So I'm going to give you just a bit of paper. I don't want any cheating though. Here we go. There's one for you. And one for you. And we're going to give you a pen. Okay. There's a pen for you. Hopefully they work now. And I've got another pen for you. Okay. So this is the first one. Okay. So how much do you think a Kinder Surprise egg costs? And don't tell anybody else because we're going to have a big unveil to see who's closest. And see over here, in your head, you think of a number too. See if you can get really close to it, okay? So this is a Kinder egg. There's a surprise inside it. It's quite exciting. Any of you boys or girls, do you like Kinder eggs? You don't? Anybody here? You like a Kinder egg? Do you like the surprises in them? Okay. Are you nearly ready? You've got yours, okay. Have you got yours? Okay. Are you confident? Do you buy them often?
No.
Not really, but you're confident anyway. Would you like to show us how much you think it is?
£1.25.
Okay, we have £1.25. She's confident. What about yourself?
£1.50.
£1.50. Okay. Who here thinks it's closer to this total? Okay. Or who thinks it's closer to £1.50? Okay. I'm going to unveil it. £85. So you are closest. Would you like to take a seat? Because I'll get someone else up. Can I have my pens again? Fantastic. Okay. Does someone else want to do it this time? Or is it going? Would you like to have a go? Okay. There's your bit of paper. And would anybody else? Oh, would you like to have a go? Okay. Sorry, boys, but I don't know if you'll be able to guess this one very well at all. Okay. There's your pen. This is something I wouldn't imagine any of these boys have.
But I'm sure maybe you girls would be able to tell us a wee bit better. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is at all? Well, it's this thing which is so much... Your sister is one. There's so much wrapping paper in it, it takes about an age to get it opened at all. They come in this ball, and there's a wee tiny doll with it. So this is a bit more expensive. So it's more than a Kinder egg, I'll tell you that. So have you got a total in your heads? Because you've got one in your head. You sound confident, CD. Have you done it?
Which type is it?
Whatever that one is, LOL surprise normal one. There you go. I'm glad I've got someone to keep me right here. Okay. Have you got it? Okay. How much? So we have £3.30. Okay, we have £3.30. And we have £6. Okay. Okay. Well, how much do you think they are?
£10.
£10. Have you spent £10 on them before?
Yeah.
You have? Okay. Does anybody else want to have a guess in here? Okay. I feel like it's just... A lot of anticipation going on here. £10.99. You maybe got yours in good offer, did you? Okay, boys, just want to go. So that means you're the winner in that one. Okay. Can I have your pens, please? Okay, we have one last one. And this one is a little bit more again, I'll tell you. So our last one. How much does he cost? So this, if you've ever heard of him before, he costs a wee bit more than a Kinder egg, I'll tell you. This is Neymar, the most expensive footballer in the history of football.
Okay.
He could probably earn a house inside a couple of days. That's how much this boy makes. Okay. So instead of thinking pennies or pounds or even thousands of pounds, we need to think in millions of pounds for this. Would anybody like to do this one? It has to be the two winners here. The big grudge match here. Okay. There's... even worse. Imagine that. This is for bragging rights here. There you go. So this is in millions. Because that's how much this guy's worth. Okay?
Oh,
don't worry. Even if you write the number and I'll assume it's millions. You can tell me when you're ready here. And I'm sure some of the men in the congregation, you can have a go at this too, because I struggled to get an exact price myself. I wonder how many Kinder eggs you get for the price of Neymar. I'll work that out later.
I'm not the man's one.
You're not the man's one? I'll ask you later. Okay, have you got a total yet?
Yeah.
Okay, have you got your total yet? Okay. Would you like me to tell us your total?
1,000,000
What? So 1.8 million we have. Okay. I'm not sure if you get his left toe for this.
15 million.
I think you maybe get his left foot for that. Okay. Do you? Okay. Are you ready? 198 million. Over.
I am devastated.
You're devastated. You're just a wee bit off. But you could have bought like 100 of them for that and still had change. However, that means that you're the winner. You're our grand champion. Well done. Okay, just want to take a seat? I'll take the pens. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Well, you see, everything has a price. Everything costs. And boys and girls, I was really thinking, and I was wondering, do you know, if these other things, some things are really expensive and some things are really cheap. I kind of wondered, if we look at ourselves, how much will we cost? So I wondered to myself, I was thinking, well, how much do I cost? How much am I worth? And do you know what I decided to do? I had a really bright idea. I decided, well, do you know, I must be worth what is inside of me. So I did something quite exciting, and I don't know if it's something you should ever do. I looked up what is inside the human body. And this is what's inside of me, because I thought if I can work out what I'm made up of, maybe I'll know how much I'm worth. Okay, this is really interesting. Inside an average human, there is 37.2 liters of water. Okay, that's quite a lot of water, isn't it? There's enough lime to whitewash a small shed. Like, this next one's a bit disgusting. I'll tell you this. There's enough fats, and I'm not sure if it's enough fat to make 7 bars of soap. Ugh. Yeah, I wouldn't be using that soap. There's enough salt inside me to fill up 6 salt cellars. There's enough carbon in our bodies to make 9,000 pencil leads. There's enough phosphorus to make 2,200 match heads. There's enough iron to make a nail inside my body. There's a spoonful of sulfur and 30 grams of other metals. So I decided I would add all that up and see how much I was worth. How much do you think, if we got all those ingredients, how much they would cost? Yes? We got in the back row, yeah?
£35 million.
Well, I wish. Yes?
£6 million.
Do you know how much all that costs? Less than £20. All those things. Do you think I'm only worth £20? And that means you're worth even less because you're a lot smaller than I am. Is our value only in what we're made up of? No, it isn't, because we surely are worth more than that. So then I got thinking, well, do you know, it's not what I'm made up of. Maybe it's the labels and the things that I can do. So I got thinking, well, this is a wee bit about me and maybe the places I can find my value. Well, I'm 31 years old. I've got 3 girls. I'm assistant minister in Scrabble Presbyterian. I have a master's in theology and I love Ulster rugby. And I got thinking, well, maybe that's where my value is. But then, you know, I realized that that wouldn't really be right, because you know what? There'll be people who maybe will be smarter than me. There'll be some days I'll be a really good dad, and there's some days maybe I'm not so good at listening to my girls. There's some days that my rugby team are the best in the world, and sometimes they're just terrible. And I was thinking, you know, if my worth was only in what I did or my label, some days I would be worth lots, and some days I wouldn't be worth very much. And boys and girls, you know, sometimes we are the same. Sometimes we wonder, well, am I worth anything? Am I valuable? Do people care about me? And sometimes we think maybe it's what is inside of us that gives us value, but that's not where our value comes. And sometimes we think it's because of the labels and things we can do for others that makes us valuable. We say, if I have lots of friends, well, I'm more valuable than them. If I'm a good boy, that makes me more valuable. If I have friends, if I have this. But you know what? We can't find our value in that. And you see, boys and girls, that's the wonderful thing in the Bible. As we read in the Bible, we read that our value comes from something that doesn't go up and down. It doesn't depend what's inside us or depend what we can do, but it depends on what someone else has done. And in the Bible reading, we talked about Jesus. And you know, have you ever heard the story about Jesus, or Jesus and God creating the whole universe? Have you have done that before? Well, do you know, before even the first day in the Bible, do you know what it says? That he knew us and he chose us. That even before he made anything, that those who love Jesus, he knew us and he chose us. And it says that we can have our value not in what we do or who we are, but in what Jesus has done. See, this is what the next verse says, and this is really cool. It says, in love, he predestined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ, through his pleasure and will. Boys and girls, if you know Jesus today, that means that you are worth a lot. Do you know how much you're worth? More than £1 million. Do you know what you're worth? If you see the cross of Jesus, that's how much you're worth. Because it says that God sent his son on the cross to die for us. And so when you're thinking, well, do you know what? I'm not as good as them because I didn't do as well in my AQE. Or I'm not as good as them because they're a better footballer. Or I'm not as good as them because sometimes I don't always as good as I should be. Do you know what we remember? Where does our worth come from? What Jesus has done for us. And so maybe if you don't know Jesus, remember how much he has loved us. Remember that he loved you so much that he has died on the cross so you could know him. But maybe, boys and girls, you know Jesus, and Jesus is your friend, and you have known him your whole life. Well, I want you to remember when you're at school, when you're in your sports team, when with your family, and maybe when you're feeling a bit low, when you feel like, I'm not really good enough for God. Where does our value come? Is it what's inside us? Is it what we do? No. What's our value in? Yes.
It's what Jesus has done for us.
What he has done for us. Remember that every day and live according. Do you know, we've used a word already today, worship. And do you know what worship means? It's responding to who God is. And boys and girls, if you know Jesus, God tells us to respond and worship, not just when we come to church, but every day, wherever we go, we respond to him at school, in our football teams, and wherever we go. And we do that, we bring him glory and we show our worth in him. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, we want to thank you that you have loved us more than anyone has ever loved us. So much so that you sent your only son to die so that whoever will trust in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Lord, and we pray that we may be able to trust in you and that our identity would not be in what makes us up or what we do, but what you have done for us. Lord, we pray for these children and young people. We pray, Lord, as they go to wherever they go, as they go back to their families, as they go back to school, as they go to the clubs they go to, that, Lord, they wouldn't be always trying to prove their worth, but, Lord, they would be responding to the worth you've already given them. Lord, that they would be able to worship you and obeying you wherever they go, so that other people may say that God is good, that they may be signposts of that wonderful love you have. God, we pray this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.
Thank you, David. Our prayers will be led by Ian, our CE elder.
Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for the children of the Christian Endeavour, for Archie, Dean, Jacob, for Hannah, James and Grace, for Matthew, Oliver and Jacob. May each child know of your love and purpose for their lives. Lord Jesus, we honour and worship you, for in your life and death and resurrected life, you have opened up the way to live forever and ever with our Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, I pray for the leaders in the Christian Endeavour. I pray for your power and inspiration that it will fall upon Connor and Chloe, Gronya and Cherry. May they know the spirit of the words in Isaiah. Here am I and the children the Lord has given. Lastly, I ask the sovereign will of Almighty God will reign in the lives of every person in this building, in this country and in this world. Amen.
Our next hymn is Yet Not I, which tells us that God is with us right through our lives. We will also sing our last hymn, which is I'm Special.
the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.